This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday.
Time to celebrate a few birthdays, including our man here behind the scenes, Jeremy Paulson, who joins me each and every week for Fair or Foul, and he does such a great job on the technicals. Jeremy, join us at the top. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you have a good birthday? What was it like?
It was actually horrible.
Because you're tired.
Yeah, working the third shift is pretty, like, early, extenuating, because everything's bright and it's hard to sleep. And then when you have people calling you all day long wishing you a good birthday, it's like, just please don't call me.
You know what that is for everybody listening? You have to put that line in the sand. You have to tell people, listen, I work a third shift. I have crazy hours. Call me later in the day. You have to pound that into them.
My dad, right? I was just like, I'm going back to bed. He's like, well, call me on your way to work then.
Like, but that's okay. Sweet. It's sweet that they care, though, and you got a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, it was nice.
I got a coughing fit for my birthday coming up.
You can tell.
I know, isn't it? Everybody listening, I mean,
that,
I apologize for that.
That tea and honey didn't work.
No. I think it's exhaustion. I mean, I think people can relate to that. Like, I just have overdone it. I've had things going on, and it catches up with you. That's what happens. Right? That's,
yeah,
you
I
know, because you've been through it.
Yes.
Right?
I deal with exhaustion a lot because the 12-hour third shift thing.
Right. But, and I think people listening can relate to that because I think there's some people in that same schedule.
I'm just not used to it. You get home and you want to stay up because it's all bright and it's like, I can't. I got to tell myself.
Right. Exactly. You have to tell yourself, yeah.
And it's horrible when you need to do stuff because everything's closed when you're awake. It's like I've been needing to get a screen cover for my cell phone forever. But it's they're closed when I wake up, and they don't open until, like, 11. It's like, I'm not going to stay up until 11 to go.
Right, so for everybody listening to us, if you're a third shifter, in honor of Jeremy, and, of course, my birthday's coming up, too, we want to know what it's like for you, and how do you get people in your world to understand that you need sleep, and please don't use the blowers around the house, outside of the house, and why is it that the third shift for a lot of people doesn't get any respect? Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. I know I got a lot of trucker friends out there that are laughing and thinking about that.
Is the worst.
Construction, yeah. Terrible.
It's horrible,
right?
When you're laying there trying to sleep and you have construction right at your house. You're just like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're not getting any sleep.
Why am I working this third shift? Can you stop doing construction?
Exactly. All right, Jeremy, well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you in an hour.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. It's coming up. And if I was there with him and we were in the studio, I would have taken him out to whatever dinner he wanted. And someday I will do that when I go up and visit the mothership in Minneapolis. So
yeah, that would be nice. Come visit.
Yeah, I will. I will come visit and I will owe you a dinner. That's absolutely for sure. Well, so many people are still talking about the slap, and that has to do with the Oscars. But what's so interesting about it is now people are talking about the Will Smith apology. By the way, Kate Delaney, red carpet is rolled out for you. And we certainly cannot be cough free, but we're hoping to get there. It's all this water that I have to drink. But I'll tell you that the Oscars were the second lowest rated Oscars of all time. So despite the slap and the conversation about Will Smith going after Chris Rock, it is the second lowest rated Oscars. So yes, there were people that were watching that saw it, and yes, now they know all about it, but it's like movie stars in Hollywood have pretty much gone away and died, meaning that that interest in award shows and wanting to pay attention to what's going on, I think, is not there any longer. And that's why that live telecast on March 27th, a couple of days ago, just didn't have big numbers. I mean, historically low. The Oscars captured a whopping 16.6 million viewers and a rating among adults 18 to 49, 3.8, which is nothing for that kind of an audience, where normally they would be up very high in key demographics. And if you look at Oscar shows from the past, from decades ago, you'd be talking about amazing amounts of people who would be in tuned watching it and be curious to see the people that made the movies that they liked or the people that made the movies that they didn't see, or just in general paying attention to it. But this audience isn't paying attention to that. You're not paying attention to it. You're worried about what's happening in your backyard. I say it all the time. What's the common denominator? What do we care about? What's the buzz in your backyard and mine? And you know what it is? What's happening with inflation? How much has food gone up? What's happening with, God forbid, are we going to get another wave, another variant, something that's going to go after us where we're going to have to worry and have that conversation again about masking up or not masking up or what's happening on the ground, you know, where you live. That's the kind of conversation we're having. We're having a conversation about the weather, right? Every single week, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, just wild weather, what is it doing to towns that are being ripped apart? Do you consider investing in a bunker? Do you have a place to go? Do you know where to go should something happen? And places like Iowa, where you're listening to us, Texas, the great state of Texas, and so many others, you know, this is the kind of thing daily or weekly that's being talked about. I mean, you got storms firing up Tuesday through Tuesday into Wednesday across the central U.S. But Wednesday is probably going to be the worst in the deep south. 23 million people at risk for some type of severe weather. And the number grows and swells to 55 plus. I'm not talking about the special for those that are thinking 55 plus. 55 plus million on Wednesday. That's what's being predicted for Texas to Iowa. Thunderstorms, lightning, severe lightning, wind gusts, hail, maybe a few tornadoes. And the tornado part, I think, is the scary part. And then wildfires possible across, like, the southern plains. A significant wildfire outbreak is likely to happen, they say, into Wednesday. So Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, high risk there, too, for these tornadoes. And we're seeing that more and more. Or maybe, you know, there certainly have always been tornadoes. Is it that we're more aware or that we're getting more tornadoes? I think it feels like we're getting more tornadoes to talk about. All right, what's happening in the Ukraine? What's the latest reaction to what's going on in the Ukraine? And what else is happening across the USA? We're talking about it moments from now, plus the mailbag this hour, too, as well.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting save SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Big news from the CDC, if you got J&J's vaccine and booster, now they're talking about this mRNA shot, and older adults, if you're 50 plus, can get the second booster to strengthen, you know, that protection if you are so inclined. But how many people will actually go and get that extra booster? Remember, the vaccine rates never hit that high of 75% of Americans being vaccinated. All right, let's go to the Ukraine, shall we? Because the Ukraine is where all eyes are focused in watching some of the horrific pictures we've seen and the people escaping and many people in the United States trying to help however they can and around the rest of the world. It is horrible to see some of the things that we certainly have seen and what the Ukrainian people have experienced. But what is the end game here and what happens with Putin? The Ukraine has outlined, apparently, a peace proposal. Russia is saying they're going to reduce what they're doing in a couple of major areas as far as attacking. Kyiv is one of them, and Kyiv is the capital city in the Ukraine. So U.S. and Western leaders say they're going to judge Russia by its actions, not by what they say they're going to do. In fact, a Pentagon spokesperson, John Kirby, who we hear from all the time, said there were continued strikes Tuesday on Kyiv, even though they were saying they weren't going to. They were going to let up on what they were doing in Kyiv, so that has not happened so far. And it is still, I believe, for Putin in retaking territory, in going old school, in knocking it back to the past, and that's what it's about, and not letting the Ukraine be part of NATO or remain a free democracy, right? And that's where we're at now at this point. And Zelensky is begging for help, begging in the sense that he wants more weapons. I said this just the other night. It's pretty clear that that's, for him, where all this is headed. Give us more weapons. Help us. Do what you can. And the U.S. is sending some top security types to India to discuss Ukraine. And there have been these conversations in trying to fix this, do what you can, how do we deal with this. But I would remain skeptical that Russia is going to scale back any operations, especially in Kyiv, because I think that is the spot of humiliation for Putin. He wanted to go in roaring and take it over right away, and that did not happen. It didn't happen. So, hey, they might have moved and shifted some troops away from Kyiv a little bit, but I still don't believe that the idea is we're not going to do that. That's why they started shelling again. Why would they do that? I mean, is there really a peace move to be had here or not? Do we really trust that there's the possibility of this? And I say the answer is on a scale of 1 to 10, 0. I mean, let's be real. And you could say sitting there in your bunker, in your neck of the woods, in your little slice of life, wherever it is, and I don't mean little in a bad sense, I mean the piece of the pie that you have, and you're watching all this happening. And what's your take on it? And in the mailbag, we had a lot of hot takes about Putin, about the Ukrainian people, about what really the United States should do, and what can we do to help the people in Poland who are helping the people in the Ukraine before they get dragged into this too far and can't get out. And I'll explain certainly when we go to the mailbag. But wow. And in the meantime, you got a couple of weeks, it seems, it feels like, it's a little more than a couple of weeks before the deadline is to file taxes. And there was a billionaire tax plan that was on the table from the president. And Senator Joe Manchin, the biggest thorn in the side of this president, who's a Democrat, is not supporting President Joe's new plan of imposing a 20% minimum tax hike on billionaires. He will not go there. And Biden laid it out to say that this is the potential to raise $360 billion in deficit-reducing money. The billionaire minimum income tax program would be this new tax rate that would apply to households worth more than $100 million. And the rationale of the proposal, more than half of the revenue would come from people or households with a wealth value exceeding $1 billion. But you got to think about this for a second. What do you do when you have that much money? I want you to close your eyes for a second. You've just won the lottery, or I don't know, maybe you have some serious coin. And what do? When you have that kind of money, you go to the people who protect your money. You go to the guy who counts it for you. You go to your consigliere, as they say in the mafia world. For us, it would be accountant. You go to your accountant. And what do you tell the accountant? Make sure I don't make any income, any salary. Make sure I can buy, borrow, and die. And in fact, I've heard that phrase before. And Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, who had his own plan for taxing the unrealized gains of billionaires, supports the Biden proposal, but he said, this is what they do. Make sure I can buy, borrow, and die. And so you look at that analogy, and how do you gain any kind of serious support for a bill that taxes general wealth? Or has the smackings of double taxation? I mean, it's a tax on unrealized gains, and that's the problem with it. I mean, it's just like saying, well, let's go after the rich people, so we're just going to throw this out there. So you're taxing people before they actually get the income. And that is not, I mean, no matter how you feel about it, that is not any kind of a precedent we want to set. If you have a gain one year and then a huge loss the next year, how does the government even come up with a way to pay people back for their losses? So it's not so easy to figure this out. It's easy to say, oh, well, the masses, they want to see this. They think that they hear this constantly, that people who are wealthy don't pay taxes. So how do we make sure that they pay taxes? Well, we come up with a plan that's not fully thought out. That's what we do. We move from that to the FDA okaying another Moderna COVID booster for 50 years and up, if you fall in that category. So what does it mean? The decision was something that was debated for a while, but the idea of a fourth dose to people at least 4 months after their previous booster. So do the math. When was your last booster? If you are somebody who's going to get it, and they cleared fourth doses only for people 12 and older who have severely weakened immune systems, and any of the fragile groups, of course, they've been cleared for it. And it's an extra shot. But should you rush out and get it? There's so much uncertainty surrounding what we're watching happen in the U.S. and in other places. In Omicron, there's a jump in infections in Europe, and it's spreading in the U.S. About two-thirds of Americans are fully vaccinated, and half of those eligible for a first booster haven't even gotten one. So if they haven't gotten the first one, count them out for the second one. But there is a shot available. There is a shot available for anybody who feels like they have a weakened immune system or feels like they need to get another shot. It's when you look and compare at other places to see how successful they've been. I mean, look, Israel has a fourth dose to people 60 and older 4 months after their last shot. So any time in there, 4 months and more. And some of the preliminary data that's been posted online last week show that there has been a benefit. There were 92 deaths among the 328,000 people who got the extra shot, just 92 deaths, compared to 232 deaths among 234,000 people who skipped the fourth dose. So is it clear? Do you get an extra benefit from the booster or not? Some of you had thoughts about it. That's why I thought I'd bring it up. We're going to go to your thoughts next as we hit the mailbag.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian negotiators in Turkey offered a peace proposal to include exchanging military neutrality to their Russian counterparts. The Kremlin said it would reduce its military presence in cities near Kyiv, but America and the West says it will judge Russia by its actions, not its words. Still, there are glimmers of hope as the conflict enters its fifth week. It's not clear when a Florida amusement ride will reopen after a 14-year-old boy suffered a fatal fall last week. A manual for the ride obtained by the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services reveals that the maximum passenger weight for the Orlando Freefall is 287 pounds, and that large people should not be allowed to ride if they cannot fit in the contours of the seat and the brackets don't fit properly. An attorney for Tyree Sampson says he weighed more than 300 pounds. The major indexes on Wall Street all closed higher on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Some Americans are not able to be tested for COVID for free.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's Coronavirus Reimbursement Fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Also on the pandemic front, a subvariant of the Omicron variant that's even more contagious than the original is now the most common strain of the coronavirus in the U.S. The CDC estimates that the BA2 strain now accounts for more than half of all COVID cases, and it's even more prevalent in certain parts of the country, like in the Northeast. Word of the more prevalent variant comes as the FDA has signed off on a second booster shot of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine for older people and some who are immunocompromised. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Whatever that means. Catch tune, though, right? So here we are in the mail room. Lots of virtual mail. Thanks for that. By the way, broadcasting from the great state of Florida, the Sunshine State. I've talked about the sharks. I've talked about the alligators. And how about the people? I got to tell you, the people in Florida have been very, very welcoming. And it's really been a lot of fun, actually, to spend some time here in the Sunshine State. I got family all over the place in Florida, and so I am, in fact, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Winter Haven, Florida. Winter Haven, Florida is home to Legoland, believe it or not. Yeah, Legoland. All right, so we go to this one from Joseph. He's listening to us in Florida. He's listening to us in Tallahassee. Thanks for reaching out. And he says, hey, Kate, welcome to Florida. And he says, I heard your story about the giant shark, and you're hilarious. People have been talking about it, but we just coexist with sharks. You don't have to worry about them. That's what we do here in Tallahassee. That's what we do in other places in Florida, as you know, because you certainly have spent some time here. And a big shout out, you need to come and visit us up in the Tallahassee area. We'll show you some great hospitality. You know, it's interesting, a lot of my my family, my sister-in-law and a lot of her family went to Florida State, so they have plenty of good things to say about Tallahassee. And you must be listening to us, by the way, on 1300 AM or maybe 106.5 FM. So woohoo! Thanks for that. We like our fans in Tallahassee. Let's take one from Christopher, and Christopher says, Kate, I'm all about Putin being on the evildoer list. He is the devil that we sort of know. And why he hasn't been taken out, I rarely disagree, rather, with anything that Joe Biden says. But whether it was a gaffe or not a gaffe, it is too bad that someone cannot get rid of Putin. And that doesn't mean it won't happen sometime in the near future, because he's also tanking a lot of the Russian economy. And what do the Russian people care about? They care about what's in their wallet, as you say, as do the people in the United States. So maybe he won't be long for that spot. Not that he would be assassinated, but maybe he's somehow removed. There's a lot of people that would love to see that happen. I mean, look, U.S. troops are training Ukrainians on how to use weapons that were sent over by the West. Any kind of weapon they could find, they could send through legal channels. That's exactly what they decided to do. And I think it was smart to do that, because you see what's happened in some of the areas of the Ukraine, even in trying to capture Kyiv, the big-time city. It hasn't happened yet. But then you see these other little towns and the beating that they're taking. So, I mean, look, the Ukrainians are outnumbered when it comes to weaponry especially, and that's why they're begging so much for any kind of weapons they can get their hands on, because they feel like they have a better chance to defeat the Russian forces if they're better armed, if they know better, right? I mean, this whole thing of scaling back, even the Pentagon is saying, oh, yeah, don't be fooled by them saying they're going to scale back in response to this whole idea of diplomacy and letting somebody else work it out. I mean, we saw the president voice caution and signaling Russia to scale back its military operation, suggesting they were waiting to see some kind of stronger sign of de-escalation before making an assessment of Moscow's intentions, if that makes sense. So, you know, that whole idea of don't trust but verify, I think that we're all weary and skeptical of what's happening. And whether or not there's been Russian forces moving away from Kyiv, and there has been, there's still been an assault on that city and all the other cities in between, by the way. So what is the thing that's going to change what's going on in the Ukraine? And obviously the most immediate thing would be that Putin is gone, but that has not happened. Are people that loyal to Vladimir Putin? And the answer would have to be yes, or there's enough firepower around him that's tough to get an audience. And I would say it is probably tough to get an audience with him. It makes sense. Of course it is. I mean, it's different shaking the hand and a two-second comment versus, okay, here's what we're doing right now. We're going to rip up the old way. We're going to come up with a new way. And this is what we're going to do. And what is the commitment? What is the ask? And then what is the commitment? Because the inventory is so down. I mean, so down. Crazy, crazy, crazy down. It's interesting because in looking at where we're, you know, looking at where we're headed, I got this from Oscar, and he says, hey, Kate, I mean, as a nation, when I look at what's happening to the Ukrainian people, I feel bummed, angry, and proud all at the same time. Lots of Americans have donated whatever they can, and thank you for that, because it's made a very big difference. But on the other hand, there are so many of us that are watching in horror, where if these people need more ammunition, if they need more weaponry, let's get it to them, for God's sake. Because we're not jumping into this fray, but we're constantly monitoring it for fear of what could happen, you know, to us if we don't. And that makes sense, don't you think? Well, if you're asking me the question open-ended, don't you think? I do think it makes sense. I think it makes sense to put more pressure on Putin, however that, whatever that looks like. And I can't answer the question of could he be taken out? Could somebody get in there? I think they could, but will they be willing to get in there and do that? And the answer is it's very iffy. This one is from Karen, and Karen says, "Hey, Kate, I'm developing a book that I hope will turn into a screenplay. Do you think I should try to write it myself? It's so many hours just to do the book, and looking at the screenplay, I think it's going to be even more massive hours. So what would you do?" What would I do? You got to sub some of that out, whether it's proofreading, because even though your friends do it, it's good to have more and more opinions. Proofreading, supporting when they go off the deep ledge of what really works and what doesn't work, and just putting it out there in the universe. Because I don't know what else you can do other, you know, other than that, being supportive. In what way can you be supportive? And that's probably the best way. All right, this one is from Sandy. And Sandy says, "Kate, I heard you talking about the booster being 50 and older. I can guarantee you I'll get it for sure, and so will my significant other. Who cares? We've already put enough stuff in our body, and if you have to go through a little nausea the next day, it is 100% worth it." Yeah, you know what will happen is all the people that want to get boosters, then it'll be crowded. It'll be like the L.A. freeway, trying to get in and trying to make appointments, which sometimes is difficult, but not so much if you've had a consulting analysis has been done of you, and that can be figured out, then that would be a deeper discount. I'm so certain of it. Right. What's the upcharges? We name some of them to you. What's the other side of that? What's the best for you? What's the best thing you can get? And think about some of the things that you've gotten. I guarantee a lot. I guarantee it's been a lot, maybe even more than you're remembering. Let's put it that way. All right, in the category of odds and ends, at least three people in a 50-car pileup, at least 50 people, at least 50 vehicles piled up, at least three people dead. This happened. It's so crazy when you think of where we are right now in the world, right? At a couple of minutes away from just one more segment in the tail end of our show to swing into March 30th. But the numbers are staggering that I keep checking on. Three dead, 20 injured after snow squalls in Pennsylvania. What is a girl to do? How do I keep my family safe? I've got four of them pretty young. You think if you're 50, could you do this? Could you be on 81? Could you be on some of these freeways and not lose it if it gets backed up, etc., and not have the wind shear or some other surprise come up, right? Let's go to Frank. Frank says, "Hey, Kate, it's closing time on all you whiners on the third shift. I heard you just moments ago talking about your technical director. I wish him a happy birthday. He has a lot of life in front of him. And who cares if you can't celebrate on the actual day? You can celebrate the next day." Thank you for that. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. 24/7. It is open for business, baby.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, Kate Delaney,
JenniferDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, I am very pleased to welcome Troy Glover to this show. It's been a long time coming. He's written a book called The Granite Toad. And this is a story that will really, really pull you in. Troy, so first of all, let's talk about doing this book. Why did you write the book? What made you write the book?
It's a long story if you really got the time.
Give me the shortened version. All the listeners
want to know. The shortened version is, I think I really just needed a happy ending to the sad story of having to leave Kentucky and starting over a new life in Maryland.
And so because you had to make that move, and as anyone knows, when you're with what you're familiar with and then leaving it because something happens or something changes in your life, that can be difficult. So tell us what happened that made you make the move.
I don't know if you remember, but like in 2006 and 2008, they had the recession, and the company I was working for went out of business. So I was working in printing for 26 years, and all of a sudden I was unemployed. I didn't know what else. There was nothing else I knew how to do, you know, at 40 years old. And my wife just got fed up with me because I couldn't find a job, so I ended up getting a divorce. And my brother was in the Navy, and he was stationed in Virginia, and he said, you know, you're no longer married. You no longer have a job. He said, run away. Come here to Virginia and you can live in my basement and get your life back together. You know, so to me, growing up in a small town in Kentucky, that was all my whole life. Like, that's the road I walked down. That's the school I used to go to. You know, so I was going to give up my whole childhood and leave it all for good. So it was like a part of me was dying. It had to die so I could move to Virginia and find a new job, get a new car. And I met a wonderful woman. Her name is Renilda Kaintic, and we fell in love and got married. So this is like my second life. If you've ever heard people, they talk about another life, this is my another life. You know, so I've started over, and I just couldn't let it all go. I went to a small community college, and I learned creative writing and English, and I had all these notes from where I got my associates, and I couldn't let the notes go. You know, I had all these notes, so I thought, I'll write it all down into a story. And I had all these stories of my childhood that I couldn't let go of from Kentucky. So I added all the stories in the book are true stories of my childhood. And like I said, I just needed a happy ending to this sad story. You know, so it has a very happy ending, even though it's like a sci-fi drama. You know, it's still a good story.
I like that. So tell us one of the stories, because we won't give it all away, but tell us one of your stories in the book.
Oh, wow. There's so many. I'm not sure what anybody would want to hear.
I think it's fascinating. I mean, it's like you say, as so many people can relate to, going from one place, especially a small town, to a much bigger city. And it's different when everybody knows everything about you in a small area. And certainly you get that flavor in what you talk about.
Yeah, and you come to expect that after a while. You go to a store in a town where you grew up, and everybody treats you a certain way. They know you. You have a history there. And I come here, and nobody knows me. And I get cut off in traffic. I'm like, why in the world would you do that to me? Don't you? They don't know me. They've never met me, you know?
Right. Give us a story. I know that you've got one.
Let's see here. The pressure of a story. Okay, this is completely unrelated. It's chapter 33, Monday afternoon. The wind is still and the day is sunny. The children's mother are at work, and their uncle, Theron, is sitting under an enormous umbrella on the side of the porch of his house. He's watching the three children as they play in the semi-empty lot next door. Maria stood there in her pastel blue polyester sweater. Okay, experiment number 11, arrow radius. Joseph is standing there in his all-cotton black T-shirt. Let me shoot it, James, Joseph insisted. James is sitting there in his blue jeans and T-shirt. He aimed the arrow straight up, pulled the arrow back tight. Joseph held the strength and released. The arrow swished straight up into the, and then fell. It landed 20 feet away. I'm getting nervous. Sorry about that. I'm not used to reading to a crowd.
It sounds good. This should be an audiobook.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am working with Audible.com to put this on their webpage.
Nice. And so what happens when the arrow goes straight up?
Well, to make the story short, they all love science. So they're doing this in a very scientific format. They're trying to find out when they shoot the arrow, how far away does it go and what direction it is, so they'll know where it's going to land, because they're going to add bottle rockets to it. They want to add three bottle rockets so it goes off one right after another to make it go higher. And it works perfectly. It goes so far out of sight they can't even see it anymore. And they're thinking, well, it's gone. You're never going to find that arrow. And so they're standing in a circle talking about, you know, this experiment was a success. And it lands right in the middle of them. They didn't realize one of them could have died today.
Wow.
And they all vote. I vote we never do that again.
Don't try this at home. That's the moral.
Yeah, don't
story.
Try this at home. And that's a true story. Me and my friends, we did that one day, and we had bottle rockets left over from 4th of July. And we had it figured out exactly where this arrow was going to land. So nobody was going to get hurt. It was going to be a safe experiment. And it went so far that we thought it was gone. And we're all standing in a circle talking, and it landed right in the middle of all of us.
Oh, that is scary. I'm thinking about
of the story away, but you get a little bit of the story.
Yeah, I'm thinking my own experiences, and probably people out there can relate with the bottle rockets, but we never did that. So why the title, The Granite Toad?
The Granite Toad is a little rock that a girl has as a pet rock, and it's kind of in the shape of a toad. I don't know if you remember, but back in the 80s and everybody had pet rocks.
Yeah.
Well, her pet rock turns out to be magical, and it teleports them into the 1800s, where they were failing history class until they go back there to the time, and they're there, and they change a little bit of history. So when they go back, they ace their history test because they were there.
I think that's good. I would like a granite toad on many days in my life, for sure. What do you hope, we're talking to Troy Glover, and the book is called The Granite Toad. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Right here on the back of my book, if you'll let me read this for a second, it says, The Granite Toad is a story about being different and having others accept you for who you are. Do you think you know what trouble is? Wait until you meet these three young adults that are trying to grow up and finding new, unique ways to do it. Imagine the disasters and wonders that come into play when you combine three kids, a marvelous treehouse, and a magical stone. Three kids from the present and one from the past. And all four are going to have to learn fast if they hope to save one of their friends. Join in as the troubles start and the fun begins when they come together for the adventures of their lives in both the past and present. Maria, Joseph, James, and Emma join forces to change the past in hopes of a better future. They contend against violence, bigotry, racism, and pettiness as they struggle to find answers that they can live with. Let the adventures begin as you dive into this fun-filled story aimed at teaching other children and yourselves ways to find acceptance and just maybe a little of that lost magic that fills our planet. I hope that answers a little bit without telling the story.
Yep, I love it. So now I'm wondering, after The Granite Toad, will you write another book?
It depends on how successful this one is. It's been so expensive and...
Time-consuming.
And time-consuming, yes. Perfect word.
The good news is it's such a great gift for people you know, for one, because I think so many, and people listening to us, so many people can, I believe, relate to some of the stories in your book for sure. And you're an author, so congratulations on that. And again, the name of the book is The Granite Toad. And as you told me before we started talking, a good thing to do is look for the paperback version, right, on Amazon?
Yes, just the paperback version, not the hardcover version. It's a different book.
Okay, so there you go. So pick it up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's sold on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Walmart.com.
Perfect. All right, so those are all the places that you can find The Granite Toad. I am in search of my own granite toad, so you really are inspiring. And I love that you had, the tenacity to stick with it and put this all together. So the best of luck, and thank you so much for coming on, Troy.
Thank you very much, and I hope you read it. I'm sure you'll love it.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.